You're listening to In Here, Out There, Stories from the Road. My name is Christopher Ives. I'm back in Ocala after a long, busy, very chatty, and very fun weekend down in Tampa, Florida at the Great American Tiny House Show. It was my first time showing the van. The Tiny House Show was something of a tiny house expo, a place for people to go who were curious about tiny living and tiny dwellings. It was mostly tiny house trailers. And if you don't know what a tiny house trailer is, please look it up. But there was a nice little village out front of a few folks who had DIY'd it and built their own little dwellings to live in, while everything inside the expo center was more built by builders, kind of an example of their craftsmanship and trade work. But outside, I was joined by another van dweller, Banana Van Adventures, a beautiful yellow long wheelbase sprinter that a guy named Dan built out for him and his wife to travel around the country and show off some of his craftsmanship. He builds really beautiful hardwood cutting boards, and it's just a really, really friendly guy. Really enjoyed getting to know him. There was also Captain Colby. He's a boat captain and a salvage diver, worked in the marine industry for a long time and lived in boats as a tiny dwelling, and then moved into his land yachts. And he's on his fifth build, I believe, including a schoolie, which is a school bus, a retired school bus, that you turn into a tiny home. And I think he's going to be showing that at another festival coming up soon in St. Petersburg, Florida, for anybody in Florida who's interested in seeing that. We also had Puzzle Mike, really cool guy who built his own little trailer from salvaged RV parts, and he tows that behind a box truck, which is full of custom brain game puzzles for teachers and folks like that. And we had a nice little community out front after the day was over. We'd all sit around, hang out, have a drink, talk about the day, talk about our tiny living lives. And everybody was just a real, real genuine people, real good folks. Also wanted to give a shout out to Jill. She runs a website called searchtinyhousevillages.com. And that's it's a free directory of tiny house communities. And I believe she said there's over 200 communities listed on there right now. So if you're interested in tiny houses and want to learn about some of the options for living in a community, a great resource right there. You should definitely check it out. So that brings me to another point, which is that tiny living isn't just about downsizing and reducing your carbon footprint and being more eco-friendly. It's also about building community. When you have a small space to live in, your sense of home tends to extend outside of that space and into the world around you and to the people around you. And that can be in an intentional place, like one of these communities at Jill's website, but it can also be spontaneous, like it was the Tiny House event, where folks from all over the country who didn't necessarily know each other came together and formed an impromptu community to hang out, support each other, and encourage each other. And that was just awesome. I was so busy talking to people all weekend, I never even opened up my backpack to grab my recorder. Yesterday's podcast was actually recorded on my cell phone. I was just so exhausted at the end of the day, and I'm exhausted today as well. Just talking to people and seeing the enthusiasm for trying to re-examine your life and see what was important. And I think a big piece of that for a lot of people is downsizing. Society has really incentivized and normalized the idea that you need to consume and buy more things and have more spaces to hold those things. And I just can't say enough about how encouraging it was to see how many people were at least interested in questioning that. So that's it for today. I'm going to sleep in tomorrow. I signed up to join the Tiny House Festival this coming weekend in Macon, Georgia. It's just south of Atlanta. So if anybody's in the Georgia area, please come out and say hi. I think it looks like it's going to be a great time. There's going to be all kinds of tiny houses and van dwellings and things from all over the country there. Whereas this one was an expo that was kind of showing off what's possible and how people are building things, this one's more about just celebrating together, it seems, and I'm really excited for that. So thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.